Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LivePanorama.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another very special edition of Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio, free reading night number, I don't even know what number we're at this point, many, let's go with that. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Rob, and I'm going to bring in Jenna, who is going to be joining me tonight as well. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
I'm good. I think it's like free reading night number 10. I don't really know. I can't confirm that, but I like the way it sounds good.
It's a lot. 10
sounds good.
10's a good number.
Oh, and I have a lot more lined up, too. We haven't even got around to releasing yet, so.
Yeah.
It's going to be a full April of free reading.
A lot of reading.
And ghosts. And paranormal and other stuff too. We have a full lineup of everything, not just free reading nights. So, you know, if you like free readings, that's great. But if you also like, you know, talk about paranormal and like topics, then we got that for you too.
We'd like to go all the
way
and do the whole genre, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think we're gonna, you know, let people ask questions for our. Like, you know, we have our normal Paranormal Spotlight show on Tuesday, and, you know, we'll open up so, you know, it'd be super interactive and let some of the, you know, the listeners ask questions as well. I think it may be in a written format, where they leave a comment, and then we'll read their questions, you know, to the guests, but it's still, you know, kind of like an ask a ghost hunter or something. That's kind of like a fly by seat of my pants, like, tagline for it, but... You know, something like that.
Okay. I like it. I think it'll
I think
be pretty cool.
You said it was okay, so that's why I think you like it.
Yeah, I did say. I did say it would be fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm still thinking that it's okay, so that's even a bigger... Like,
yeah, unless if you change your mind and I blurted it out online, then... I mean, on, you know, the radio, then, you know, then I guess that would be.
And I'd be like, Jenna will be joining Rob for that very special ghost hunting question show.
Well, you know, it's not a bad idea to have, like, listeners ask one or two questions for our segments anyway, you know, and then they could, you know, listen in and see if their question's asked.
Yeah.
Make the anticipation is over them all show. Will my question be asked?
Right? Will it be me?
Oh, and then when it is, they can just jump up and down and vibe each other and stuff.
Be like, yay! They can do virtual high fives. I think those are still okay considering social distancing, like a virtual high five works.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, virtually anything
works. Touch elbows.
You can get virtual hugs, high five. No.
Once again, I'm okay with the virtual hugs. I hate hugs, so that's good.
I've been hanging out with my friends virtually. I don't know about you guys, but I've done everything virtually for the past. I haven't, like, stepped over my doorstep in a while. Like, at least almost 2 weeks. I don't know. But, like, I've been doing everything virtually. I'm like... Let's
not
hang out just virtually.
I've been doing free reading
nights. Yeah, every single night we've been doing free reading nights. It's been
I've been
virtually
listening
every
to you
night.
Guys, but I've been gaming with the Smallwoods. If you're listening,
cool.
Jason and Danny, hello.
yes, I missed them.
If they're not
listening,
shame on them.
Speaking of Ask a Ghost Hunter, they had a ghost hunt lined up, too. Like, they were going to go somewhere soon. I forget where they had said, but I guess it was up in New York, but that's been canceled. But, like, I'm jealous. Like, the thought of even having something lined up to go investigate is just... But I know they're not doing it.
I think the ghost missed us. especially New York. Like, you could, I'm not going there. I'm sorry, guys, for all of you who live in New York. I have friends who live in New York. I love you guys. But, like, it's crazy there. It is, the numbers there are, I would be staying in my house for sure if I were there. But where I'm at,
well,
you know, I am forced to go out occasionally.
Well, what's heartbreaking, or I don't know, I guess it's like heartbreaking but hopeful as well, like the people in their apartments. Have you seen the videos with them banging on their pots and pans every night for the healthcare workers, which I thought was really cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah, so like everyone in downtown Manhattan, like you see it, like they're banging their pots and pans like at a certain time and screaming for the healthcare workers. I've seen several videos now of it. It's pretty cool to see.
That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Well, maybe
it's the only way you can really show you're unified. Oh, sorry, Rob.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say maybe Rick Wade will give us some insight on what he's gotten with that. And, you know, it was really cool because we kind of had him on. Well, we did have him, didn't kind of have him on yesterday. We had him on yesterday, and well, I was going to say we kind of like got a taste of what he does, and I think people are kind of amped up to get their readings tonight and hear what he has to say. It went over really well yesterday, so I'm glad that we got Rick back in tonight and kind of teased people with what is hopefully coming tonight.
Definitely.
And I think he's gotten some messages about the current pandemic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't
know.
Well,
he's actually in the queue. Should we bring him in?
Let's bring him in.
Okay. Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing good. Just sitting here relaxing with a little water, sitting in my living room all alone. Everything's quiet.
Right.
That's a nice change of pace where everything's quiet, at least in my house.
Yeah, I know. I know
well,
it is.
We have a guest with us, Jenna. She's taking my spot for tonight, so I'm going to bow out soon. And I just wanted to, welcome you back to Live Paranormal and said we really appreciate, you coming on tonight. And I look forward to, to tonight and maybe listening in a little bit. So
I appreciate it.
I'm gonna hand it off to them, and I will maybe pop back in. We'll see how the night goes for me.
All right, sounds good.
Sounds good, Rob. Take care.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye. So, Rick, I'm going to butt in line before everyone, and I feel selfish, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I was hoping maybe you would be able to try to connect with a loved one who's passed for me.
Okay. I just need the first name.
Josh.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and connect and see what's being given to me. That's just how I do all my readings.
Okay.
I just go off the first name of a past loved one and offer what's being given to me, and then I just go from that point. And then you can just actually tell me if I made any connections or not. You know, sometimes I don't make connections, I'm not perfect, sometimes I don't. But a lot of times I do. So we'll see what's happening and see what's being given to me. You said Josh, right?
Yep.
All right, so let me see what's being given. Now, as I connect with Josh's energy, first thing's being given to me, there's something here about, first thing's being given here is something here about young energies, what's being given me, the first thing's being given me now. Whenever I say young energies, it almost feels like this individual might have felt young, or this individual actually might have acted young. There's something here about actually being having young energies, the first thing's being given me, okay? Now, let me keep on connecting with the energy. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like to me, like this individual had a lot on his mind. This individual had a lot on his mind is what's being given to me. It seemed like there was just like, seemed like there was things going on in this individual's life that might have been causing some issues, or this individual was not being able to handle things correctly. It seemed like there was something going on where there was some pressure, that this individual was having some pressure in his life is what's being given to me, okay? So let me keep on connecting. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like, it's really weird because I don't know why it is, but I keep hearing junk food for some reason. I don't know why junk food is being given to me, but junk food is being said to me. So there's some kind of connection with junk food with this individual, too, that's being given to me, okay? So let me keep on connecting. Also, as I connect, it seems like there's some kind of talent here. I don't know if it's a musical talent or something, but it seems like there's something here about actually writing or something here about actually singing or something about musical talent is being given to me. I don't know if it's playing an instrument or there's something else here going on, but there's something here about some talent that's being given to me. It's like this individual actually put some time and energy into certain things. And when this individual did do this, it actually was very nice, or actually he did a really, really good job. So there's something here that's being given me about that also that's being given, okay? So let me keep on going. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like me, like, I don't know, almost feel, it's really weird because I'm hearing hero around this individual now. I don't know where the hero's coming in. If he actually thought somebody was a hero around him, or he actually, or other people thought he was a hero, or something here is going on about him being actually brave and being a hero or something like that's being given to me, okay? And like I say, you know, we all see things in a different way, but there's something here about this individual that did something really good, and maybe people thought really highly of this individual, or somebody else thought very highly, but there's something here that's being given me about doing something really good, and actually people actually, you know, thinking a lot of this individual. So whenever I heard the hero, that's just what was being given to me, okay? So let me keep on connecting. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like there's some pain in the body. Whenever I say pain in the body here, it almost feels like there was either something happened to this individual, is what's being given me, something here about pain, because as I connect, it almost feels like I'm feeling pain in the body. So something happened. It almost feels like something happened to this individual, whether it was some pain caused. Okay, that's another thing that's being shown to me, okay, as I connect. So let me keep on connecting. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like to me like there's an actual either a younger sister or a connection to a sister that's being given me here, too. There's some kind of connection to a sister is being shown to me or being given to me. So that's what he's actually bringing forth to the table, something about a connection to a sister that's being given to me also. So let me keep on connecting. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like it's really interesting because this individual – maybe at a younger age, love to do hide and seek, or something here about hiding, or something here about keeping secrets, or something like that's being given to me also here. I don't know if it's connected to hide and seek, or keeping secrets, but there's something here about hiding information, not actually giving this information out, or kind of keeping it as a secret. That's another thing that's being given to me and shown, okay? So let me keep on connecting. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like to me, like, I know I keep hearing a ray of sunshine, so this individual must have actually brightened up people's days. Or there's something here about the actual individual smile where he actually made people happy. But there's something here about brightening up people's day that's being given me like a ray of sunshine. That's what's being told to me, okay? So let me keep on connecting. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like it's really weird because it almost feels like there's something here. I don't know if this is a substance. I don't know what I'm seeing here. If there's actually some kind of connection to medication or some kind of connection to taking pills or some kind of connection to taking something in the mouth, with the mouth, you know what I mean, like either pills or something else being given here. There's something here that's being given me about that. I don't know exactly what that means, if it's medicine or if it's something else, but I'm seeing some kind of pills or some kind of connection to taking some kind of medicine or something that's being given me. And I don't know if this is actually, you know, positive or negative, but there's something here about taking stuff that actually this individual was doing, okay? So that's another thing that's being given to me. And the thing is, I keep seeing the hands go behind the back, so there's definitely was some secrets. There's definitely, it almost feels like there was definitely something here that went on about secrets or something here about not telling things or telling the truth is what's being given to me. Like there was some stuff hidden or something. So let me keep on going. Also, as I connect more, it's really, this is actually, I don't know where this is coming from, but it almost feels like there's a connection to pirates or some kind of connection to pirates. It seems like I'm going back into pirates or being a pirate or somehow connected to a pirate show or a pirate movie or pirate something. There's some kind of connection here to pirate. That's another thing that's being given me. Is any of that making any sense?
Actually, yes, it does. It does largely, especially the junk food and the secrets and the ray of sunshine, because I said that he was my sun, moon, and stars. And he really was.
Okay.
And when he smiled, he could just, I mean, everybody just, he could change a whole room's attitude. And after his passing, there's at least 15 children named after him because of the influence that he had left on his friends. So, yes.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Very interesting. So really, wow, that's kind of neat. So he's kind of like a legend now. I mean, you know what I mean? Whenever I've seen the hero thing.
He is, truly.
Like,
yep.
Definitely kind of
yeah, and the pain in the body, he passed in an automobile accident, and It really, I mean, just everything was, it was really bad. So that makes sense, to the pain in the body.
And it's sad because, you know, I was seeing it and I was feeling it, and at the same time, it's kind of hard to, you know what I mean? I could just, and the thing is, you know, like I said, whenever I was actually connecting with the energy, so this was the younger energy then?
Yep. He was 23.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, I was picking it up too. There was a younger energy, so. But yeah, there was definitely a lot of positive things. But now, what did he do for a living? I mean, what was, what else we got?
Actually,
going on
he was a he did horticulture. So he worked at a nursery and he, you know, took care of plants and had actually his son now took his steps in that and is now working at the same place that he was working when he passed away, doing the same thing that he did. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for letting me connect.
Thank you. That was absolutely awesome. Thank you. You don't know how much that means to me. Well, now that I butted in line in front of people, shall we roll into somebody else?
Sure. That's fine.
Sure.
All right. So we've got 608 area code. I'm going to bring them in live.
Hello.
You are live.
Hi. Hello. Hello. Yes, I am live. I am alive. That's for sure.
Wow, you got a lot of umpy tonight, huh? How you doing?
Well, hey, I am doing good. I'm doing even better now.
Well, who am I speaking with?
My name is Betty from Wisconsin.
Betty, so Betty, how can I help you tonight, Betty?
Well, past life reading, or if there's, you know, a message that you're connecting in particular to anyone for me.
If I connect with a past loved one, I usually need a first name. That's usually how I do a connection for a past loved one. So that's how it would be. If you want me to connect with a past loved one, I just need a first name of that individual. Then I will see their energy and offer information about that individual.
If you want me to connect with
your past life, I can connect with your past life. Or I can connect with your energy. So whatever you would like.
Let's connect with my energy.
Okay. Well, that's no problem. Let me see what's being given to me, okay? Now I'm going to offer you some information as it comes in. And basically what it is, once you actually said your name, I actually start connecting with your energy. And what happens is I just start seeing things, feeling things, and hearing things. And that's what's being given to me. Then I will offer the information to you, and we'll see how it fits in there, okay? Sound good?
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, so let me connect with your energy. You've never had a reading done before, right? From me?
Yeah, I have. I have had readings done before.
But not from me, right?
No, never. Never.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Let me go ahead and connect with your energy and see what's being given, okay? Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, sounds good. Let me go ahead and see what's being given now. And the first thing that's being given to me, it almost feels like, as I connect with your energy, it almost feels like, You got an interesting drive. You have an interesting ability to overcome things is what's being given to me, okay, as I connect with your energy. So, in other words, whenever you're kind of feeling down, it seems like you can turn things around and actually make it in a positive way. So there's definitely something here positive about your energy I like. That's what's being given at first right off the bat. Now, as I connect more with your energy, it almost feels like to me, like, I don't know, it seems like a lot of people is either it almost feels like either people had taken advantage of you in the past, or there's something here about taking things from you. There's something here about taking things from you. Now, this could be maybe even advice or maybe taking knowledge from you, but there's something here about grabbing. I see a lot of hands grabbing your energy and pulling your energy. So it either could be you're giving away a lot of advice and people actually take this stuff, or there's something here about people taking stuff from you, taking your energy away is what's being given me, okay? So let me keep on connecting with your energy. Also, as I connect more with your energy, it almost feels like to me, like, it's really interesting because it seems like you're a thinker. Whenever I see a thinker, it seems like you actually put things into things. You actually put time and energy into things. So when you're interested in stuff, you put 110% in it. So I definitely see that. So you're actually a go-getter, or you're a kind of individual that actually soaks up information is what's being given. There's something here about soaking up information. That's another thing. It almost feels like you're a sponge and you actually soak things up. Now, at the same time, you got to be careful with that because with your energy, it almost feels like you're soaking up a lot of things. Whenever I say that, means that you can be soaking up negative and positive energy. So you got to be careful with that. So I think it maybe at times you have to be careful yourself because I think you take on too much. It almost feels like you might be like an empath. I mean, a lot of us are empaths, but it almost feels like there's some kind of empath ability here because it almost feels like I see a lot of energy coming to you. That's another thing that's being shown to me, okay? Also, as I connect more with you, it almost feels like you, I mean, for a job-wise, it seemed like I feel you actually would have fit really good and would work in like in a hospital or a nursing or something like that. That's what's being given to me, working with people or elderly or something. There's something here about connecting with that. You just have this softness to your voice. You have this confidence to your voice. You have a lot of positive things that people will actually really appreciate that's out there in the world. That's another thing that's being given to me about your energy. Also, as I connect more to energy, it almost feels like me, like, you know, it's really weird because I see a lot of beauty around you. I see a lot of flowers around you. I see a lot of art around you. I see you have a unique taste. You have a unique taste. You see things different in different ways. So when you go out to buy stuff, you buy certain things because you have this unique way of seeing things. And that's another thing. So you have a wonderful ability to actually see things. Even when they're negative, you can actually turn it and see it and make it into something beautiful. So there's definitely some artistic ability here. That's what's being given me too about you. It almost feels like things grow around you. So I think you either have a green thumb or you have something else here that's being given to me about just this positive energy where actually things are uplifted around you as they connect with you or around you. So also as they connect with you, it almost feels like to me like there's something here. It almost feels like maybe at times it's hard for you to sleep because you have too much energy. So it seems like there might be some tossing and turning or there could be something going on where it's kind of hard for you to sleep sometimes because you have too much going on. So I think you have a racy mind at times. I think a lot of stuff comes in, and maybe sometimes it's a little bit too much for you, and it kind of keeps you up. That's another thing that's being given to me. So is any of that making any sense to you?
Oh, it all does. It all does because right now I have my granddaughters full-time. I work in a position where, you know, I speak to all over all the time. I'm also a former mortician, so you know, I give a lot, but I always try to, you know, turn things around so even a negative can become a positive because I think that, you know, that's what we need and that's what I would choose to feed on. But sometimes, oh my God, I'm exhausted at night. I worry to death about my children, my grandchildren and what's going on and, you know, it does. It keeps me up at night, and
you're sucking all that energy, and I can see that coming to you. And like I said, it makes it really hard for you. So you got to be very careful. Even though you have all the positive, you have all the other stuff coming to you too. So it makes it really hard on you. And that's why it's so hard to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I can either, you know, worry to death, or you know, I try and turn it around, and sometimes I feel like I'm losing the battle, but I never give up.
Exactly, and I don't think you will. And the thing is, you know, you have a lot going for you. It almost feels like me. You have a lot going for you. Like I said, you have a lot of positivity that's there, and it's actually going to fight that. You know, I'm just going to fight it. But at the same time, you have to actually understand that you can't take too much on because it actually is going to actually make you tired and exhausted. You've got to learn to actually release that energy. And by releasing the energy, it's always wonderful to go outside and walk barefooted on the ground and ask God to cover you with his white light and wash all that energy away, and it'll go right into the ground. So we have to believe that and actually have that happen, and it will go right into Mother Earth. I'm telling you. You can do that. Once you learn how to do that, that's going to take away some of that energy so you won't have all that, so you won't be carrying it around.
Oh, you are just – you have no idea how – you know, that you were able to pick up on that because you are, you know, you're so right and you've picked up on so many of those things and you're right. I need to take those reminders to be able to do that. And I have, you know, I mean, thank God I have, you know, some amazing people in my life that, you know, also help direct, but sometimes I just need that that those messages from the other side or that connection.
And the thing is, you know, you understand it. You know, we're all, you know, there's certain people out here who can see your life. They can feel your life. They can understand your life. And I tell you what, you're not alone out there. And that's a wonderful thing. A lot of people think they are alone, but they're really not alone. There's other people that's actually watching. There's other people that are out there that actually can see your energy, feel your energy, and understand your energy. Plus, our spirit guide and our guardian angels. I mean, they're always around. We just got to actually bring them in.
Yeah. I do. And I thank you for that. You actually have relieved some pressure already for me.
Well, I'll give you a big hug, honey. Maybe a big hug, okay?
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in. Have a good night.
Thank you, Nicole. Bye-bye. And Rob. Have a good night as well. Now I'm excited to listen to the rest. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye.
Yep.
What a sweetheart.
I'm jealous. Yeah, and she's
that was
a
really
former
good.
Mortician. That's like my dream job.
Oh,
I swear, that's like my dream job. So I'm so jealous.
Well, it's good that he was able to ease her mind in a time where everybody is sort of in a panic. But, you know, she has to know that we're all in the same kind of mindset. We're all just, you know, we're all with her, you know, in the same place. It's a very, you know, stressful time right now, but
it is stressful for a lot of us. And I tell you what, you know, my wife wants me to quit looking at, you know, what's going on in the news because I get affected so much by it. And I tell you what, I'm getting so many people coming to me left and right. It's just like way more people coming to me than they ever have came before because of what's going on. You know, they're scared, they're nervous, they don't know what's going on. And honestly, you know, This is a really interesting time that we're spending right now. Who would ever thought that they would be closing schools? Who would ever thought that you can't go outside unless you have a mask on your face? I mean, it's just like The Walking Dead. It's just like those shows. And I tell you what, before we even had the virus going on really bad, I put a post up on my page about The Walking Dead, how I keep having these nightmares about, you know, all the world going bad and people breaking in my house and trying to steal my stuff and everything. And I tell you what, it was actually scary. And then like 3 days later, I had an actual spirit come and sit on my bed. And honestly, I thought right away death was being given to me. And I thought, you know, that something was going to happen to me. But I just felt there was going to be death because I never get spirits come and sit on my bed. So this was definitely something. And it was right there and I was looking at it and there was nothing there, but I could see it moving at the end of my bed. So it was really, really scary because when you really have this stuff happen to you, and we can all say we're paranormal, you know, we can go out to haunted places and stuff, but something that really comes and sits on your bed and moves and you can see it moving, that is a shock.
Hmm.
And it actually scared me. It really did. But
I was having this exact conversation earlier tonight. I said, would you ever think there would be a time where you would go to a grocery store in America and they wouldn't have what you had, what you needed? Or, you know, just even the fact that we have to wear masks or, you know, just all of these curfews and everything. Because I live in Boston and they just today put in, you know, like they're asking people to only go out between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Like be home by 9 p.m. And so, like, you know, did you ever think that there would be a time as a United States citizen where you're just sort of like, in this, like, place where you're wearing masks with no food and scrounging over toilet paper.
No toilet paper.
You know, I mean, and like 3 weeks ago, and 3 weeks ago, or a month or so ago, I mean, it wasn't like this. It's just crazy.
Right.
Like, the good old days were literally a month ago.
It's
just amazing.
You know, honestly, the parks around here, I actually drove and did like a TikTok. I'm on TikTok. I just got on TikTok, started doing some videos on there. But I actually did a video of our park over here, but they have it taped off and police tape because they don't want you at the parks.
Yeah.
They don't want you socializing anywhere. You know, so they're definitely trying their best to break everything up as possible because, I mean, a lot of people just have no clue. But I was reading that, you know, one person that's infected can actually infect up to 99,000 people. Isn't that crazy?
Well, wow.
Yeah.
That's craziness. Whoa.
Because it spreads.
Yeah,
like,
that is.
Boom, 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 boom. So it is really, really nothing. And they have that stuff on stuff for so long, you can actually cough and you can walk, and then later on walk right into it and not even know it. It is scary.
Right.
That's scary.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We've got another caller, if you're ready. It's a 916 area code. Should I bring them in live?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. All right.
Here.
916, you're live.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
Wonderful. Hey, doing good. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. What can I do for you tonight?
I'm just looking forward to the next part of the year here, having some financial difficulty, and I just want to know what's going on.
Okay, so let me just take a look and see what's being given to me. You know how the future is. Sometimes the future is shown and sometimes it's not shown for me, but sometimes it is shown. But, you know, I'll be able to tap into your energy and see what's being given to me, okay? Now, as I connect with your energy, it almost feels like to me, honestly, as soon as I connect with your energy, it almost feels like there's going to be some downtime. Whenever I say downtime, what that means is either there's going to be a loss of money, or there's going to be a change of job, or there's going to be something connected to basically just barely making it. It's the first thing being given me, okay? But it almost feels like to me, as I connect with your energy, it almost feels like you're actually pretty smart. As I connect with your energy, I see a really wisdom that's being given to me. I think you see every avenue when there's something that actually is going wrong. You actually find an avenue to try to make it right. So there's definitely something here about actually finding every. It almost feels like as I see your energy, it almost feels like you're constantly thinking about things. You're constantly reevaluating things. You're constantly trying to make things better. And that's what's being given to me. And that's actually a wonderful thing because, honestly, it almost feels like you're not going to be defeated. And that's what's being given me. You're not going to be defeated because you will find a way to actually to go on and actually prosper is what's being given me, okay? So you definitely have it, but I do feel there's going to be a downtime here, okay? And it almost feels like you might have to supplement somehow or do something on the side somehow, do some extra stuff on the side to actually make the income back up. But it almost feels like to me there will be some downtime, but it almost feels like also as I connect with your energy, it almost feels like I see whipped topping on top of ice cream. So what that tells me is, you know, you're going to actually get something positive coming your way. And I'm a remote viewer, so I see things in a weird way. But like I said, whenever I see the actual topping on top of the ice cream, that means there's going to be some positive stuff coming to you too, okay? Now, as I connect more with you, it almost feels like to me, like I hear branch out with you too. So what that tells me is, you need to actually maybe think of ways to actually either bring other people in or actually branch out in other directions. I think this is something that actually might be positive for you. But right now it's kind of a risk, and I can feel there's fear right now. There's fear inside your energy, and that's what's being given me is this fear. So you gotta actually, but at the same time, you know, it's okay to take a chance, but right now I wouldn't take a chance because for some reason something's telling me for you to hunker down. For a little while, okay? So I think things are going to be opening up a little bit more, and you're going to be able to actually get that avenue you want to take. That's what's being given to me. So I would actually use the resources you have right now, take it easy, and then actually things will actually start opening up for you. But I think you're going to find a way no matter what. So I wouldn't even worry about it. I don't want you to worry about it because you just have some kind of – you have this push behind you that's just pretty amazing. And then also, like, you're so organized. It seems like as I connect with your energy, it's like you really know everything. I mean, you know where everything is. You know how everything's going to be. It seems like you just have this wonderful knowledge. It seems like you might even have a calendar of how you do things. And you just really have a unique energy where you're really organized. That's what's being given me. So I wouldn't worry about it, okay? It's going to go down for a little bit, but then it's going to pick right back up, and I think you're going to be fine.
And I've had a brother that has just passed away in January, and I was just wondering, it's just a deep loss. I'm just wondering.
Okay, can you just give me his first name, please?
Dan,
okay. So let me go ahead. The first thing, as I connect with Dan's energy, there's definitely something here about he was an interesting character. And whenever I say interesting character, there was definitely something about him that actually was – pretty cool. He either had this positive attitude. He had this funness about him. He had this ability to actually make people just really just. I mean, he actually was interesting. So as I connect with the energy, it almost feels like he had actually people that actually looked up to him or actually watched him. He was the kind of individual that you can actually like, wow, this guy's going to go somewhere because that's what's being given to me, okay? He definitely had some positive things going for him. But the thing is about him, there was also, I mean, there was positive things going here, but there was a lot of something was bugging him. Something was bothering him. Something was actually, it felt like there was something that was bringing him down. It seemed like he was battling things. It almost feels like he's being pulled in two directions is what's being given to me about his energy, okay? So there was some things that was going on that I don't know if everybody knew about, but it seemed like there was something going on that was actually affecting his energy and causing him some problems. That's what's being given to me, okay? I mean, you could see him at one day. He was actually the happy-go-lucky, great guy, but down deep inside, I think there was something going on that was actually hurting him. That's what's being given to me about his energy, okay? And the thing is, you know, I keep hearing peace, make peace. So almost feel like he's saying to make peace about something. That's what's being given to me. Make peace about something. So he wants you to let go of something that was actually, I don't know what this means, but he's saying let go of something and make peace. That's what he's trying to give me the information, okay? Now, whenever I feel their energy and sense their energy, I don't hear them talking. I just sense it, and it almost feels like they're actually talking, but they're not talking, okay? I can just hear the words coming from my spirit guide. But he's saying something about make peace, and it almost feels like there's something else here being given to me. It almost feels like, I don't know what this is about a child, but it seemed like there's something here about a child or a connection to a child or children that's being given to me too. It almost was like this individual was really, really good with kids or he had a connection to kids. So that's another thing being given to me. Something about him actually really enjoying being around kids is another thing being given to me, okay? Another thing being shown. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like I'm having a hard time breathing with him. So there almost feels like there was either something going on with the breathing or he had anxiety at times or something like that's being given me about having a hard time breathing. And this might even be connected to you having some anxiety too because it seems like that's what's being given to me also about some anxiety, okay? That's another thing being given to me. Also, as I connect more, it's really interesting because it almost feels like, I don't know if he got to say goodbye because it almost feels like there's something here about him wanting to say goodbye. That's what's being given to me. Like he actually wants to say goodbye. Like he didn't get to say goodbye or there was something going on where he couldn't say goodbye. That's another thing that's being given to me about that. So it almost feels like I see him alone. Whenever I say alone, it seems like, I don't know, maybe he was alone during his passing, but it seems like there's something here about him being alone or being by himself. Was being given to me. And I don't know exactly if he was actually zoning out before his passing or something was going like that. It almost feels like I see his energy's tired and his energy's really weak toward the end. That's another thing that's being given about his energy. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And is he up there with my dad?
Well, the thing is about him, it almost feels like I see him very active. Now, see, what's your dad's name?
Dan. Same name.
Okay. So it almost feels like, you know, there's a connection here. Now, I don't know where this is coming to, but there is a connection here. It almost feels like I'm going into sports for some reason. I don't know why the sports has been given me. I don't know if it was watching sports or a connection to sports. It seemed like sports is being given me. And also, it almost feels like this individual, it almost feels like, I don't know, the way this guy's staying, there's something here, this individual that's by him, it's kind of a bigger individual is what I'm seeing. There's something here about a bigger individual. That's what's being given to me. That's what's being shown to me. So this individual that I feel that's up there is actually a bigger individual, but it almost feels like he's actually, it's like he stood really strange or he walked strange or there's something here about the way he walked or actually how he held himself up or something. There's something here that's being given to me about that, about this energy. So I don't know if that's actually your, if it's him or not, but I almost feel like this individual is bigger. I don't know if this is the right one I'm seeing, but I almost feel like this individual also had, was very confident in himself. That's what's being given me. So this, you said it was your dad, right?
Yep, my dad, yep.
And it almost feels like this guy was very confident in himself. That's
very
what's
confident.
Being given to me.
Yep.
And so it almost feels like that's the energy that's around him. And at the same time, it almost feels like to me, like, I don't know, it's really weird because I keep seeing the halo. So it almost feels like your dad must have been a very special person, or he must have did a lot of positive things. That's what's being given me, or he helped a lot of people because it almost feels like I see a halo on top of his head, okay? So that means he's actually a little higher than other people because he did things on Earth when he was here on Earth. He did wonderful things and positive things for people.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yep. Oh, okay.
Well, I hope that helps, my friend.
It helps. I'm just worried about my future right now. So I hope everything.
I understand. But just give it a little time, please.
Yep.
And thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Okay, is it just me, or am I totally the only one that's jealous of the fact that she's so organized, she knows where everything is? Because
I know
that's
right?
A big battle for me. I spend most of my time looking for everything.
I'm horrible with that. Terrible.
That's all I do.
I think that you had some help at your house, Nikki. Stuff moving around that you didn't move around. And I'm
this
not talking
true.
About
I
humans
have...
moving it either.
Yeah, I've got some paranormal, a lot of activity that goes on here. And I think sometimes, I think they sit back with like a big old bowl of popcorn and laugh because I know that I didn't do it and no one in this house has touched it. Because it'll even happen when no one's here except for me. And I'm like, it's really frustrating. But they must find it really funny, is my guess.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for another one?
Well, sure.
All right, let's go. This is a 630 area code. I'm going to bring them in live. You are live.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And who am I speaking with?
This is Debbie. I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing? How's Illinois doing?
Oh, we're doing okay. You know, hunkered down, just waiting for this to all end, trying to stay positive.
Yeah, we're all hunkered down. I mean, Michigan, I think we're actually been number three. Usually we're number three of what's going on right now in the United States. So I understand. But you guys actually took an action pretty quick over there in Illinois, so which was positive,
yeah,
I think.
Did. Yeah, I was happy about that, that's for sure. I think everybody's cooperating for the most part, so it's good to see.
Well, that is wonderful, definitely wonderful. So what can I do for you tonight, Debbie?
Well, I was hoping to connect to a loved one.
Okay, and I just need a first name, please.
Sure, his name is George.
George. Okay, so let me go ahead. Like I said, I say to everybody, sometimes I just can't connect. Sometimes there's energies out there that actually don't allow me to connect, or they're stubborn and they don't want me to connect. So that's just how it is sometimes. But I just thought I'd bring it out right away. So let me go ahead and connect with George's energy. But usually I can connect with an energy. It all depends on what's being given. And usually it's always positive. I don't really see negative things or evil things or bad things about people. That's really not given to me, because that's just not how the reading should be. So let me go ahead and see what's being given to me about George and see what's shown, okay? Now, as I connect with George, you know, there's something here about, I don't know what this is. It almost feels like there's something here about this, either this individual had some, his hands got dirty, or he actually worked a lot. There's something here about working a lot or getting his hands dirty. That's what's being given me right off the bat. Now, whenever I see that, it almost feels like his energy is, it seems like I'm actually being shown his hands for some reason. It almost feels like he actually worked a lot. That's what's being given me, okay? So that's the first thing that's being shown to me. And now, as I connect more with this individual, it almost feels like this individual's energy, it almost feels like he actually kind of needed to stay to himself, where he kind of kept his energy inside. Whenever I say inside, what that tells me is, this individual, what maybe didn't express his energy out there a lot. He maybe wasn't that kind of person that did it in front of public, but it seemed like there's something here about him actually keeping a lot of his emotions and stuff inside is what's being given me, okay? So that's the first thing that's being shown now. Let me keep on connecting with his energy. Also, it almost feels like to me, as I connect with his energy, there's also something here. It almost feels like there's something going on with the head. And whenever I say the head, it almost feels like I'm hearing some ringing, or I'm hearing some loud noise. I'm hearing something going on, and maybe this is, I don't know if this is connected to where he worked, but it seems like I hear some ringing noise or loud noise around his energy. And that's it almost feels like either something affected his hearing, or something was going on about the hearing is what's being given to me. You know? And as I connect with that energy, it almost feels like either something maybe bugged him, maybe noises bugged him, certain noises or something. Maybe it wasn't that he didn't have hearing issues, or maybe it was just something that things bugged him. Certain things actually were actually affecting his energy. So let me keep on going. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like this individual, either he loved to eat or this individual cooked a lot. There's something here about food, because it almost feels like he's bringing food to the table. That's what's being given to me. So he enjoyed his food. He enjoyed either making his food or he enjoyed eating food. There's something here about really he's bringing food to the table. That's another thing he's being given me. Something about good smells, something about really enjoying his food. That's what's being given me, okay? So let me keep on going. Also, as I connect more, it almost felt like to me, like, you know, it seemed like this individual was an outside person. It seemed like this individual liked to be outside. He liked to spend time outside. There's something here about being outdoors. There's another thing being given to me. It almost felt like this individual spent a lot of time outdoors, or he actually wanted to spend a lot of time outdoors. But there's definitely something here about that. As I connect with him, I do get hot for some reason. I don't know why I'm getting hot in the face, but there's something here about getting hot in the face is being given to me. So I don't know if this is connected to anger or this is connected to being in hot places or something. He didn't like being in hot places or something else going on being hot. That's another thing he's being given me, okay? So let me keep on connecting. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like to me, like, I don't know, it almost feels like there was something here going on that actually was on his mind toward the end. It seemed like there was some worrying going on. It seemed like he was worried about something. I mean, this is actually worried about his situation or what was going to happen toward the end or something, but there's definitely something here about having something on his mind that was actually affecting him, that was actually bothering him. So there's definitely something on here that was on his mind. That's another thing being given me, okay? So let me keep on connecting. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like, you know, it almost feels like I keep hearing that, I don't know, there's something about, I don't know, something about the way he looked. There was something, either there was, I don't know if it was, and there's something here that's interesting about the way he looked. I don't know exactly what I'm trying to get here, but it seemed like I'm going to his face for some reason. I don't know if there was something going on with his face or something, but it seemed like there's something here that was going on with his face that might have been maybe a mark or something different about his face that's being given to me, that's being shown as I connect with his energy, okay? So let me keep on going. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like, I don't know, it almost feels like he actually had some actual inner pain. And whenever I say inner pain, it seemed like there was something that was, like I said, there was something affecting him, something that actually was actually affecting his energy. So it either almost felt like there was a loss or there was something, I don't know, this was something in the past that actually hurt him, but it seemed like he carried some stuff with him, carried some pain with him, and he didn't let go of certain things. That's what's being given me. So he held on to pain. There's another thing being given me, okay? So let me keep on going. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like there's something here, I don't know, it almost feels like there's something here about the talking, something about his voice, or something going on with his voice, or there's something going on with his throat, or something here being given to me about his throat or his voice or something. Something about, I don't know, this is, like I said, I don't know if it was toward the end or something, having an issue talking or something, but there's something here that's being given to me about talking, is being given to me too. I don't know if he was messing up words or something was going on toward the end. Well, that's another thing that's being given me. Also, as I connect with him, I feel a pain in my left arm, so I almost feel like there's some pain. I don't know if this is connected to the heart, but it seemed like there was some pain, direct pain in his body that was actually hurting him. It almost feels like it could be connected to the heart because it's going up my arm. So he might have had some heart issues or something else going on that actually scared him really bad. So there's something here about being scared really bad or something else going on with the actual chest area or the heart area. That's and the things being given me, okay, about this individual. So let me keep on connecting. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like to me, like, you know, it almost feels like there was – really, I almost feel like, I don't know if this was a mystery. I don't know what's going on here, but there's something here at the end here that's actually bugging me. Something toward the end was, something went wrong, or there was something here that was not figured out, or there was something at the end that might have been not figured out, or nobody knew what was going on at the end. But yeah, it seemed like there's something of mystery here. That's another thing that's being given to me about his energy. So is any of this making any sense?
Yeah, it is. In fact, at the end, he was on a ventilator and in a vegetative state, and we didn't know if he knew we were there, if, you know, he couldn't talk. He, we don't know exactly what happened to him. He was in the hospital for something relatively simple-ish, and he had COPD, and he had a sleep apnea mask on, and in the middle of the night, he tore it off, apparently went into cardiac arrest, and had lack of oxygen. lack of oxygen to his brain and for too long. But we don't understand because he was in ICU about, you know, how was he, you know, without oxygen for so long before people realized it. So
yeah,
we're kind
really
of confused.
Right, because there was a mystery there, and that's why I was picking up. Something didn't happen right. There was some, you know, and like I said, I was feeling the pain. I was feeling the pain in the arm. I felt there was a heart attack, and there was breathing issues, and there was actually not able to talk. So it almost felt like I was actually picking up the exact energy, which is wonderful. But almost at the same time as I connect with the energy, it almost feels like there was something that stopped working in his body. That's what's being given me. Something stopped. Either something was clogged or something stopped or something was pinched or something. It seemed like something stopped in his body. I don't think there was anything else to it, but something was inside his body that actually stopped. And that's why he actually passed away. Something stopped working. It's being given to me. Did he have an autopsy or no?
No.
Okay, because that's what it feels to me like. There was something actually stopped working.
Right.
And that's what happened. That's what caused all that at the end to actually happen. So, and so
right.
I would actually let you know that's what he's actually coming through with, that actually something stopped. And I'm right now having a hard time with my throat. So there's definitely something about closing the breathing out. It almost feels like there might have even been some swelling or something in the throat, because there seemed like there was some kind of swelling or something that might have stopped him from breathing.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm wondering about how you said, you know, that something was bothering him and he was worried. I had been estranged from him for probably about a good 8 years or so, and he had called me two months before he went into the hospital to apologize to me and make amends. And then I found out he was in the hospital on a ventilator, so I hadn't seen or talked to him in many years. And by the time we got there, my sister and I, he was not able to talk, and we don't know if he even knew we were there or anything. I kind of just was wondering if you're picking up anything on about that, if he knew we were there for him. And
well, the thing is about, you got to understand his energy. You know, he actually, even though he was going through his situation like that, I honestly feel we're able to see our surroundings and feel our surroundings. So I'm almost 100% he actually knew you were there. And he, and the thing is about it, it almost feels like there, like I said, I kept hearing a noise now. That was on this reading, I believe, right? I kept hearing a loud noise or something. So I'm wondering why that was connected. But anyways, so yeah, it almost feels like, yeah, he would actually feel your energy. So I would say yes, he would actually feel you're there. Because it almost feels like his spirit guide and your spirit guide is all there. They all connect, okay? So his energy is going to his spirit guide, your energy is going to your spirit guide, and they're both communicating. So, yes, he would know that. This is how I get most of my information, is through spirit guides. So that's what it is. He would know that you're there. Yes, definitely.
Great. Thank you so much. You're amazing. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and many blessings. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye. Very, very cool.
So when you connect with some people's loved ones, I was going to say, do you often feel like that you take on, I know you said with the one that you did for me, like a pain in the body, and then with this one you, yeah. How long does it take, like, when you read to, like, recover, does it?
Well, what it is I take on a lot of this energy, okay, and I myself, you know, by the end of the show, I have to actually walk out myself, walk outside and release that energy. Because what happens is, and this is what happened last night with the show last night, I get affected by it. And if I don't actually do something about it, then I won't be able to sleep. Last night I didn't sleep at all. I was up till 6 o'clock. I just kept tossing and turning. And it's going to be happening tonight, too, because there's a lot of energy is coming forward, okay? I'm soaking all that energy because I'm an empath. I'm feeling the heart pain. I'm feeling the choking. I'm feeling the actual no breathing. All that stuff's coming to me. But what I do is like I get so much coming to me to a point where I have to actually stop the readings because, like I said, I'm getting hot. Like my energy changes. And then all of a sudden it gets to a point where I have too much of other people's energy in me. I have to actually release that. I just can't release it by just saying, okay, you can go now, energy, because it doesn't work that way. I have to go outside and actually have to meditate kind of and pray it out of me. So that's basically what it is. I actually release that energy and it goes into the ground, or I take a shower and I release it that way. And that's how it is. But it does take a toll on me because, you know, one time I had head injuries, three head injuries, when I did three head injuries in a row, and then it gets to a point where I can't even see the actual screen because of the actual energy. It actually blinds me. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
That is crazy. Yeah. It seems intense and very draining.
Well, mm-hmm. It is, and it's too hard for me to sleep because, it almost feels like I got three or four people's energy inside of me. And like I said, I can release it, but it takes time to release these things. I'm not just no super wizard, like, boom, it gets it and goes. It actually takes time, and I can actually feel the energy in me now because I'm actually hot.
Yeah.
I can feel my temperature's probably risen, and that's just how it is. It's interesting how I get this information and how I connect with people. And it's usually when I connect with them, I usually connect with their passing. It's usually how it is whenever they're pretty close to their passing. I get the information about their passing and how they pass or the last few moments on Earth. For somehow that information is given to me that way.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Well,
it's
I've got two more people. Do you think you could take it? You could take two more? You think
sure.
You can handle two more? Okay.
Sure.
All right. I've got a 517 caller.
If I explode,
I'll
don't
bring
worry.
Him in
I'll
live.
Be okay.
Oh, no. I'm going to bring a 517 in live.
All right.
You are live.
Okay.
Hello.
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 And who am I speaking with?
This is Heidi.
Hello, Heidi. 517. You must be like Lansing, Saginaw or something?
Parma.
Parma, so you're a little south there by Jackson then. I know exactly where you're at. I used to work for Home Depot, so I used to drive all over Western Michigan. I used to have a Jackson store.
Yep.
So,
I was born and raised in Jackson and just moved to Parma about 8 months ago.
Okay. Yeah, I know the area very well. Parma's a nice little area too, so wonderful. So what can I do for you today?
Just a general reading.
Okay, and say your name one more time again.
Heidi.
Okay, so Heidi. So I'll go ahead and connect with your energy and see what's being given to me, okay? Have you ever had a reading done before from me?
Yes, I have. Not from you.
Oh, mm-hmm. Have you had it from other people? Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Well, let me sorry, I'm chewing on some ice. I got to cool down after
fine.
The last reading. You know, it's kind of hot. It got hot. So, okay. Let me go ahead and connect with your energy. Now, as I connect with your energy, it almost feels like, you know, interesting because, you know, it seems like you've been having a kind of a rough time is what's being given to me. As I connect with your energy, it seems like there's been, you know, it seems like things have not been going your way or it seems like things, there's been some struggle here as I connect with your energy, okay? The thing is about it, it almost feels like, it just seems like things are just not going your way. And it's kind of a bummer because I can feel your energy. I almost feel like there's some sadness and there may be to a point where you actually might get depressed at times, but it seems like there's definitely something here going on about, you know, things not going your way. So as I connect more with your energy, it almost feels like it seems like you have either some baggage you've been carrying around or you have some feelings you're carrying around or some emotions you're carrying around that you're not letting go. This is something that you actually have to learn to understand, to let go. There's some actual, you almost feel like there's some feelings and some emotions that are actually stuck inside your energy that actually has to let go. If you learn how to cut cords, a thing is called cutting cords, cut the past out of your life, cut certain things that you don't want in your life, cut it out so it isn't hanging on to your energy. It almost feels like I can feel your energy is tired. I can feel your energy is drained. It almost feels like as I connect with your energy, it almost feels like, it seems like you need a boost. You need a boost of energy. That's what's being given to me. You need something actually positive to come into your life to actually change things. Now, I also, as I connect with your energy, it almost feels like, you've been having to think really hard about things. It seems like there's some big decisions or you've had some big decisions or you're going to have some big decisions that's coming up. That's what's being given to me, okay? There's some decisions that you have to make, and it's kind of scared. I almost feel like there's some scared energy here. I almost feel like you're scared about either making some decisions or you're scared about actually doing something different in your life. There's something here about changing things. I feel there needs to be a change in your life, okay? There needs to be either a change in a relationship or a change in a job or a change in just doing something different in your life, okay? And I think you're actually doing this same thing over and over is not really helping you, okay? It seems like you're actually not conquering anything. So I think this is one thing that needs to be done for you. I think you actually need to step out of your bubble. It almost feels like you're in a bubble. It almost feels like you're actually afraid to actually go out and do things the way you want to do it. It seems like there's some low confidence, or there's some reason why there's some low confidence. Either something happened to you where you actually kind of went a little bit inside, because that's what I feel like, you actually went inside your own energy and you're a little scared to actually go out and do things. And I don't know if this is connected to actually being maybe mistreated or people being not too nice to you, but it almost feels like I feel that kind of energy, like somebody actually did you wrong or others did you wrong. That's one of the things being given to me about your energy, okay? So let me keep on going. Also, to connect more, it almost feels like to me, it's really weird because I don't know why I'm seeing this, but this is what's being given to me. Maybe I'm seeing this wrong, but I do see a ring for some reason. I don't know why a ring's being given to me, but I almost feel like there's a ring being shown to me. So this is being given to me. I don't know if this is actually something that's actually you're looking forward to, or this actually is something went wrong with the ring, but it seemed like there's something here giving me about a ring. It's being given to me also. It's being shown, okay? So let me keep on connecting.
Okay.
Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like to me, like, I don't know, it seems like you need to write things down and do things, okay? It almost feels like if you can write things down and actually every day get up and actually plan two or three things to do and do those three things, I think you're going to build your own energy, your own confidence, and things are going to actually start improving for you. But it almost feels like when you get up, you just don't feel like, you know, you just don't have that energy, or you don't have that excitement. But there's definitely something here that needs to change in your energy so you can actually start benefiting what's really out there in the world. I think you've been cheated. Whenever I say cheated, you've been cheated in life. You've been cheated in what's going on in your life is what's being given me, okay? So it seems like things have been taken away from you, and things have not been put back, okay? That's what's being given me. And also, I feel anxiety. I can actually feel breathing. It almost feels like there's a scared feeling, or there's something going on here with actually having a hard time breathing at times or something. Or maybe, I don't know, something's happening where you're actually choking up, or there's some tears. But there's definitely something here that is being given to me about that. So it seems like you've been through, like I said, you've had some rough time. And I think what you need to do is actually step out of what's going on in your life and try to do something different. Try to actually be happy with what's going on and do something that's going to be actually make you smile. But it seems like you have not smiled lately in a while. You have not been the happiest, and that's what's being given. You need to turn those things around. Somehow you need to actually, if it's your job, find another job. There's all kinds of jobs out there. If it's a relationship, I ain't telling you to drop a relationship, but if you're not happy in a relationship, don't be in that relationship, because, you know, there's more out there in this world. There's more people that treat you good. There's more jobs that treat you good. But I think you just have not got in the right place. But I think it almost feels like to me, if you keep on doing what you're doing, it seems like you're not going to get anywhere. You have to actually change things in your energy so you actually will have other opportunities. You got to be out in front of other people, and you have to, and then things will actually start opening up for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Well, wonderful.
Do we live?
Yes.
So what do you do for a living now?
I don't work. I kind of have some health issues. So I had been trying. I tried a couple times to get disability, and I've been denied. So I just kind of don't do anything.
That's been really bothering you. But the thing is, you know, how many times have you tried disability?
I've tried twice.
All right, we'll try one more time. Three is a good number, okay? And I'll tell you what,
okay.
I've had other friends who have tried it. They've tried it two times. Well, the third time they got it. So don't stop. It's actually worth it, okay? Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually worth it. But there is also something else about you. You're actually kind of interesting because, you know, as I connect with you, there's some beauty that's actually being missed here. You actually don't see yourself as you should be seeing yourself. You know what I mean? There's definitely some positive stuff coming from your energy that people need to actually see. And I think that you're actually hiding that positive energy, okay? I think you have a lot more to offer than what you're actually showing. So go outside. Whatever you got to do, yell out to the top of the world. Let go of some of that energy, because I think you actually have some wonderful energy inside of you. You're just a little afraid to let it come out.
Okay.
Alrighty?
I can do that. Uh-huh.
And I think things are going to change for you, but like I said, it almost feels like you need to actually make that step, okay? You need to step up. You need to actually get out there, and you need to actually make that effort. And I think things will change for you, but it almost feels like right now it just seems like there's just a lot of sadness, a lot of, you know, not being happy, more almost to a point where you're depressed because the things are not working out right. And I think that actually can affect you, but you've got to get rid of that, because if you get rid of that, then things will start opening for you and things positive will start happening.
Okay, that's awesome.
All right, well, is
there any way you can connect with my mom?
Sure, I can connect with your mom. What's your first name?
Diane.
So let me go ahead and connect with Diane. Now, as I connect with Diane, the thing is, first thing being given to me about Diane is either she was sick or there was some kind of illness going on, but it seems like there's something here about her being tired, something here about her energy being very weak. It's being given me, or she actually worked herself so hard that she actually made herself that way. There's definitely something here about carrying a big load. That's what's being given me. It seemed like she had a lot of luggage, or she carried a big load on her back, okay? So it seemed like this individual had a lot. She actually took a lot. That's what's being given to me. And also I hear scars with her, so it seemed like she was actually hurt from either relationships or she was hurt from, you know, from people being mean to her. But there's definitely something here about holding scars or having scars on the body that's being given to me also. It seemed like this woman would take it kicking and keep on ticking. There's definitely something here about her actually being a strong individual, but it seemed like she had a rough time because it seemed like things, I don't know, almost feels like, you know, what am I going to say here? There's something here about her. Also, there's something here about her being very pretty. There's something here about her being very pretty. Or she actually had pictures of her at a younger age where she was very pretty. There's definitely something here. And also, I hear resemblance. So I don't know if there's a – have you looked like her or you actually have some resemblance to her? Because that's actually being given to you, too. So that's another thing to me. And the thing is I keep hearing her saying she's so proud. And almost feels like that's what's being given to me, too. She's very proud of you. That's what's being given to me. She's actually very proud. That's what's being told to me. Now, also, as I connect more with her energy, it's interesting. You know, I don't know why the makeup keeps coming up, but it seemed like there was something about makeup or doing makeup or buying makeup. Or something about makeup that's being given to me. I don't know exactly what that's being given to me. That's another thing that's being shown to me. So, and I don't know why that's being given, but that's also what's being shown. So as I connect more, it almost feels like, you know, it almost feels like she's saying she's sorry, okay? It almost feels like she's saying she's sorry. Like, it seemed like she maybe she wasn't completely there all the time, or she had too much going on where she couldn't be there for you exactly all the time. But there's definitely something here. I almost feel like she wants to give you a hug and say that she's sorry because she was not there completely all the time. That's what's being given me also about her energy, okay? So she's coming back, and her energy's coming through, and she's, you know, it almost feels like she just wants to kind of give you a hug and tell you that she loves you. And also what she's trying to tell me, it almost feels like there's a connection here. I don't know how this connection to your dreams. Or there's something here about dreams that's being given to me, too. So I don't know if you actually have dreams about her. Or there's something here also. It almost feels like there's a smell that comes around. It almost feels like, I know it might be a connection to her smell or something, but there's something here about smell that's being given to me also, about her energy that's being given to me, okay? So also, and also as I connect more, it almost feels like there's something here that's being given to me. It almost feels like there was either a letter or there was something written or there's something written about you, or you wrote about her. There's something here about writing something that's also being given to me. It almost feels like she actually watches you. It almost feels like she actually is around you. It almost feels like there actually is some signs, too. And also, it almost feels like there's some kind of change that's being given to me. Like, I don't know if you find a change that's being left, but it seems like there's some change that's being left, strange coins that's here and there, but it seems like there's actually coins that's actually being left. I don't know if you find these coins or there's some kind of connection to coins. That's another thing that's being given to me about your mother. Also, as I connect more, it almost feels like, I don't know, it almost feels like there was some pain in the head. Whenever I say pain in the head, almost either she had migraines or she had headaches or she had a lot of stress that was causing her to actually have pain in the head. That's another thing that's being given to me about her energy, okay? And also, as I connect more, there's something here about dolphins. I don't know where the dolphins is being given to me, but there's something here about dolphins that's being given to me. So I want you to pay attention to dolphins because there's a sign with dolphins that's being given to me, okay? So I don't know if you're going to be seeing this, if you're going to be watching TV, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of dolphins that come on TV, but there's a connection to dolphins with your mom that she's trying to send you. Okay, so pay attention. That's actually a message coming from her also. And also there's something here, connection to cats. There's a connection to cats. that's being given to me. I don't know if she had issues with cats or she loved cats, but there's something here about cats that's being given to me also about her energy. Okay, so that was just a few things that came through. Any of that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You're very awesome. Thank you so much.
We'll give you a big hug, okay?
Oh,
and stay positive,
night.
Okay? I like your actual positive energy now compared to when you first came on. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm. I've been needed to hear from my mom for a long time. This will be her 30th year of passing this July.
Wow.
So I was only 17 years old when she passed. So
wow.
I've been needing to hear from her for a very long time.
Well, there you go. She seemed like she was actually wanting to give you a big, big hug, but there was definitely some things in there that was given to me. Hopefully they made some connections to you because it almost feels like she's actually around, actually trying to help you if she can with her energy. So.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Awesome.
You have an awesome
many
evening.
Hugs, many hugs.
Thank
all
you.
Right. All right.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Wow. That was awesome. It sounded like she really needed to hear that. And
oh my goodness.
That was amazing.
The difference of her energy from the beginning
totally.
Of the
totally.
Reading
mm-hmm.
to the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like she perked up like a new person. And that's what happens
yeah.
with these readings. They're kind of by healing. They're healing because you're giving them insight. You're giving them things that actually they know that are connected to their mom. You know what I mean? And that's a wonderful feeling because, you know, how else would I know that? It's given to me from, you know, the energy from the mother, which is wonderful.
Right.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that has to be very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
It must make you
Definitely.
Feel very good to be able to give those messages. At least it would be for me. So.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, I've done pretty much, I'm pretty close to 11,000 readings since I started doing this. So, you know, I've given a lot of readings. A lot
yeah.
of readings. And, you know, the thing is, hardly anybody knows who I am. I mean, I'm not out in the news media. I'm not out there, you know. I'm not on any TV shows or anything like that. So, I mean, hardly anybody knows. I just do this on Facebook and hang out here. But I've read tons of people. I've worked on tons of missing person cases. So, you know, it's just to a point where it gets, even before the show, I was just kind of overwhelmed today because I haven't had any sleep. It's been really rough
right.
on me today. And like I said, and this actually takes, and it kind of scares me because I don't want to get my energy to be too low because I don't want to catch
mm-hmm.
this thing because it's going to really affect
yeah.
me. Because, you know, honestly, since I've been off work, you know, I've been off work in like almost 2 weeks now. And I tell you what, it is really hard to actually figure out what to do all day long. It's really hard
mm-hmm.
to actually, I don't have no system now, you know. We have a system, we go to bed at night, we get up for work, we have our breakfast, we go to work, we come home, you know. I don't have that now, so I'm just like floating around. So it makes it kind of hard. I don't have that system. I like that system because I can't function as well without the system.
Yeah. I hear you, totally. I didn't even know what day it was, I'll be honest. I was like, I'm only working like, not even a whole day. It's like a portion of a day, at like maybe 2 to 2.5 days a week right now. So like I forgot I had to work tomorrow. I'm like, oh my goodness,
and
tomorrow's Monday. You know, like.
And I don't
so
even,
bad.
Yeah.
I did live the other day, and I said, well, it's Happy Wednesday, everybody, and I'm like, what? Today's Tuesday, right? I'm like, oh, man, I'm just off. You know, you just don't know what day it is or anything. It's really scary.
Oh, that's the other day, it was Tuesday, and I know it was Thursday, and I said, what's today? Is it Tuesday? And they're like, no, it's Thursday. I'm like, I missed like half a week. I feel like I missed like, but then I was like, wow, it's Friday. But days have no meaning anymore. I mean, every day is kind of the same. Does it? They don't
exactly
have a feeling or a meaning. It's just the same thing. We're living groundhog
yeah,
over and over.
Yeah. You know, with your work, you know, you think about, you know, I always have Tuesday off. So I would know I'd go work Monday
right.
and have Tuesday off. You know, Friday would be a slow, I get off early. And Saturday I'd get off at 3. I mean, I just had this structure. I don't have that now. So it's like, I just, you know, it just goes by so fast. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. Yeah,
well, to
sure.
close out our evening, I know that Jenna has been dying for something, and I'm going to go ahead and let Jenna go ahead. Go, Jenna.
I was, like, wondering if you could do – I've been dying for one of these for years, the past life. I've always wanted to know a little bit about my past life. And I have some feelings personally of what I think it is,
okay.
or what I like, or when I died, and I'm just curious if I'm right. So
well,
I don't know how
that
works.
Well, what I'll do is I'll connect with your energy. Past lives are different for me because it seems like whenever I get past lives, it seems like I'm getting different time frames coming to me. And I want you to prepare yourself too. You know, as I give you this information, understand that it might affect your energy because things might be shown. And then maybe I won't be able to connect with your past life because sometimes people think they have past lives and honestly, they don't have past lives. And I'll connect with your energy and all will be shown will be your energy. But, you know, the thing is, you know, we can remember things and we can know things. It doesn't mean we have past lives. It seems like it's being given to us from guides. And a lot of people like, you know, I remember this. But, you know, this was actually put in your mind because our guides can actually do that for us, give you some actual information about a different time frame and stuff. So some people say that, no, you're not reading my past life, but you're actually – connecting with my current life. So let's go ahead and see what's being given to me, okay, about your energy. Now, first thing's being given to me as I connect with you. Now, it's really interesting. The first thing's being shown to me is, honestly, I'm going to Native American with you. That's the first thing being shown to me, okay, as I connect with your energy. It almost feels like I'm seeing beautiful hair. I'm seeing, like, all these braids. I'm seeing that's the first thing being shown to me, something about Native America. And Native American and braids is being given me. Also, as I connect with your energy, there's something here about a loss. It almost feels like there's either a loss of a child or there's some kind of connection to having issues with having babies. But there's definitely something here that's being given to me about loss of a child or having issues having babies. That's another thing that's being given to me, okay, about your energy.
Okay.
Also, as I connect with your energy, it almost feels like there's actually almost like there's like a disaster in your past life. It almost feels like, I don't know if this is connected to fire, earthquake, or something, but it seems like there's some kind of disaster that's being given to me. A time frame where you actually were in a time frame where there was actually a disaster was going on. That's another thing being given to me as I connect with your energy, okay? Now, as I connect more, it almost feels like, you know, it's really interesting because this is really weird because, you know, I do see, and this is kind of scary for me to say this to you, but it almost feels like there was actually thought of taking your life in your past life. That's what's being given me. There was so much pain in your past life that you actually either tried to hurt yourself or you thought about hurting yourself. So there's something here about that being given to me about actually in your past life taking your own life. That's another thing. And usually whenever I get this information, it's kind of scary, some of the stuff that comes through. So let me keep on going.
Also, as I connect more,
it almost feels like there's something here about royalty, and also like the royalty or something here about dresses, something here about looking beautiful, something here about looking really, really nice and dressing really nice, something here about being proper, something here about being, connected to royalty or part of royalty, something like that's being given to me also about your energy from the past. Now, I'm popping around here because this is what's being given to me, but that's all it's being given. Now, as I connect more, there's something here about water, too. There's something here about water, either a fear of water or a love of water. And almost feel like that's what's being given to me, something here about, I know this is connected to drowning, or there's a fear about suffocating or something like that. It's being given to me also about that, like a fear is being given to me, okay, is being shown. Now, as I connect more, it almost feels like, you know, it's really, there's something else here is being given to me. It almost feels like there was an actual, as I connect more, it's really weird because there's something here about disformity that's being given to me. There was something here about having issues about being disformed or having issues about having something missing or being disformed. It's being given to me, too, about your past life. Something here about hiding, something here about scared, something here about hiding from people or being hunted or something like that's being given me. And also, as I think there's something here also, and that's really weird because it almost feels like there's another connection here. I see fire with you. It's being given to me, and it almost feels like I'm going back into, it almost feels like there's like, it's either connected to witches or something connected about burning
God.
A body. That's what's being given to me.
That is exactly what I was wondering. You just hit exactly the nail on the head. I said to Patty Negri the other night that
I have a feeling that I was a witch that died in the witch hysteria of Salem. Like, that is my core feeling in my body, is that I was someone that was burnt at the stake.
And I can see the fire. I can see it. It kind of gives you goosebumps, because it kind of gives me chills, because I can actually see you actually burning. You know what I mean? And that's kind of sad,
yeah.
But, you know, that's what was being given to me. And you'll know this stuff because it's actually part of your history, okay? It is part of it. If it's a past life, it's connected to you. And the thing is, you got to be careful with this, because, honestly, I think it will affect your mind. I think it's already affected your mind that you're thinking this or you're feeling this. So and it might be connected to, you got to be careful with your dreams and stuff, because you might start dreaming about this stuff. And it almost feels like, as I connect with you, I hear deja vu a lot with you too. So it almost feels like you actually do feel deja vu. Things happen. You actually feel things.
Yeah.
Or you see things, or you know things. That's another thing being given to me. So, but that was just some of the stuff that actually was given to me. So, but
super interesting.
But now you've worn my energy on tonight.
What, Nikki?
I
have to take a minute. Oh, good. I have to take a mental minute to like process this, because what Rick doesn't know is in my current life, I suffered a massive house fire, and my father unfortunately died as a result of burns to that fire. I was able to save his life and get him out, but I wasn't burnt in the fire, but he was severely burnt and then passed away as a result of that. But you had no idea, but I've always had a really horrible fear of fire my whole life. But the other thing too, the fear that you touched on, there's also a fear of, I have a house in Newfoundland, and there's like this set of cliffs, and I've always had this fear of rocks, because it's right on the water. Like, I don't know if you saw cliffs and like water, but there's like a really steep cliff, and I always was afraid of falling off the cliff. And there was a point in my life when my cousin took me halfway up, and I was so paralyzed with fear that I couldn't go down and I couldn't go up, and I was like stuck on this cliff. So you kind of like hit on a lot, like you were like dead on a lot of different things, but things that I really never expressed to people, because they're sort of like irrational fears. And I sort of have this theory that some of our irrational fears are some things that are like bleeding over into our current lives. Like things that you wonder sometimes why you're afraid of something, but I'm wondering if it's relative to a way that something you've experienced in a previous life, you know what I mean?
I think it kind of helps you to understand, and it helps you to actually say, okay, this really was my past life. I can actually move on. Mm-hmm. I think it's a healing thing too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
it looks
like
we've
had a very interesting show tonight. I thought it was awesome.
For sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, I want to make sure you tell everyone where they can book a private reading with you.
You can actually book a private reading. I actually go through PayPal. You can just send I'm doing a third off of my readings right now. Two-thirds off. So I'm usually charging $75, but I'm actually charging $25 right now because of what's going on in the world. So you're getting $25 for a reading, which is actually a doggone good deal. And you can't really find it out there, but it's actually a wonderful deal to actually do that. And I'm actually, and that's a full reading for $25, and then you can actually do a half reading for only $13. I mean, what a deal! This guy is giving it away. Anyway, I'm okay, but anyway, so you can do that. And you can go right to my PayPal at rwaid46@gmail.com, or through my website, which is actually on the actual post. You guys actually posted that on the actual actual page, so you can go through my actual link too. To my actual website, but usually you just go through PayPal, or I can take it other ways, so it all depends. So just get with me through a private message on Facebook if you want a reading, and then we can go from there, and I'll set it up, and we'll get it done. So I really appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to come on tonight, and thank you very much. It's been – is this thing recorded or something? Is this recorded? You guys record this?
Yep,
or?
I'll send you a link. Yep, I'll send you the link
awesome.
Afterwards.
Yeah, well, I really
appreciate
it. You
blew me away.
A wonderful show.
Well,
thank
you
so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, many blessings And I actually will be doing a show coming up here on Monday nights. I'll be doing a show. But I'll be doing a show on Monday nights. I'll be doing free readings. So it's going to be kind of an interesting show. But, you know, I'm only going to be doing it on Mondays, but, you know, still it's kind of it's going to be a cool show. It's called Through the Seer's Eyes. It's going to be on Monday nights at 10 p.m. I'll be doing a show. So make sure everybody tune in on that, because I'll be doing an hour show of reading, so, which is wonderful.
That's cool.
Very cool.
He's awesome, guys. Yeah, for sure. It's worth tuning in.
Yes. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I had a wonderful time, and thank you, and it was so positive. It was so nice of a show, and I like those kind of shows because I walk away feeling great, and everybody else walks away feeling good, so that's awesome. We need to feel good now these days.
Yeah, amen. We do.
Amen, my friend.
Well, thank you again,
well,
thank
Rick. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good
thank
night.
You.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank
all right, many blessings.
All right, you too.
Alrighty.
You too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, everyone,
okay,
that
I'm
was Rick Wade.
Mind blown.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, my background. So, like, you knew, like, when what he was saying. Like mm-hmm. I was just sitting here with my mouth open. I can't even process.
Phenomenal. And the fact that people can get a private reading with him,
mm-hmm.
a full reading for only $25 or get a half reading for $13, that's absolutely awesome.
That is a good
I'm
deal.
Broke, and I could actually handle that, I think. And it's
yeah,
PayPal, so I put on my credit card. That's good.
Yeah. You know,
no,
it's,
that was absolutely
honestly,
awesome.
When you're sitting at home and you have nothing to do, a free psychic, reading, a cheap reading is like, and from a good psychic that can hit on stuff, is a great deal, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Very, very cool.
Yeah, the past life thing, I've wanted one of those for years. I've always just wanted to have, an idea, and just the info I got, holy crap. I'm going to have to come up with a royal name now. I'm related to royalty.
Yes, Lady Jenna.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, I think I'll go by Lady from now on. Yes.
There you go. Well, I'd like to thank you, Jenna, for joining me tonight and filling in for Rob. And I'd like to, of course, thank Rick and all of the people who called in, all those who listened. For those of you who didn't get a chance to get read, don't worry. We'll be back with more free reading nights. Nope, no fears.
Yeah.
We have another show again tomorrow, and we'll be making a post in regards to that by tomorrow afternoon. So, again, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to another live Paranormal Spotlight Radio free reading night. And everyone, take care, wash your hands, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, please stay safe, America, and the world.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, the whole world. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the whole world. Bye.